Essential Oils for Immune and Cellular Modulation, The Epigenetics of Essential Oils, Part 2. The Multifactorial Cellular Upgrading Effect of Essential Oils. Essential oils are holistic, multifaceted healing tools that support immune and body health in comprehensive and multidimensional ways. These secondary metabolites have been shown to inhibit unwanted microbes, support the microbiome, modulate cellular support and repair, and influence emotional, biological, and physiological responses. In part one, I discussed some specific ways essential oils were able to influence and alter our cellular functions at the DNA level. I also highlighted a few reviews that explored the immunoregulatory effects of these secondary metabolites on various cellular pathways. Furthermore, essential oils can also address causative factors as well as prevent triggers contributing to autoimmunity. In this way, they act as epigenetic modulators. On my Healing Health and Wellness blog, I provided a very simple analogy to better understand epigenetics. I also use this analogy to explain how essential oils can upgrade and update our cellular machinery to optimize its function. Now, I will review some more research that explores how essential oils impact our cellular processes in many versatile ways from several current studies. For some who want more scientific explanations, I've included excerpts on the actual blog with the mechanisms, and they're printed in italics. Essential oils in vitro effects on genetic pathways. 1. Effects of essential oils on genes and signaling pathways of human skin cells. In this study, researchers analyzed the effects of essential oils on 21,224 genes associated with inflammation and tissue remodeling in a pre-inflamed culture model. The oils investigated were rosemary, wild orange, and a blend containing wintergreen, camphor, peppermint, blue tansy, German chamomile, helichrysum, and osmanthus. They reported that the essential oils all diversely modulated global gene expression. And the details, such as how rosemary influenced process involved in cellular signaling and metabolism of healthy cells, and how orange oil affected processes related to also maintain healthy cell signaling, immunomodulation, and metabolism, are found on my actual blog. The source, essential oils diversely modulate genome-wide gene expression in human dermal fibroblasts, is in Cognitive Medicine, February 2017. The second article is the evaluation of essential oils on human cells on mRNA expression via human liver cancer cells. So in this study, researchers evaluated 31 different essential oils on gene expression changes using RNA sequence. Now, RNA sequence is a pretty sweet method to determine how gene expression is modulated. They found that several transcription factors proteins that turn genes on and off were differentially regulated by exposures to essential oils. What they concluded is that genes and pathways identified through the study suggested essential oils induce pathways that have the potential to promote cell growth and self-defense or induce cell death, depending on the context. And that further follow-up experiments would be nice to verify the biological activity. Now, some highlights mentioned in the research article included that citrus oils were found to induce metal-iothionines, which are proteins which bind metals and influence oxidative stress. So this could mean that they affect our cellular cleansing and health processes. Lemongrass uniquely upregulated 61 genes. These included affecting several histine subunits, which are protein components in which DNA winds and regulates genetic expression, and heat shock proteins are chaperones of cellular proteins that help with cellular stress. This was in medicinal and aromatic plants in January 2015. Now, essential oils and living things in human trials. The third trial, aromatherapy impact on the central nerve system mechanisms on associated genes. A 2013 study on aromatherapy thought to better understand the mechanisms behind the documented psychological effects of essential oils. Although inhalation of essential oils has been shown to stimulate the brain and exert an effect on neurotransmitters such as serotonin and dopamine, molecular pathways were ambiguous at the time. The authors explored hypotheses and found a possible signaling pathway from the olfactory system to the central nervous system. By affecting these signaling pathways, key molecular functions of the cells and organ systems would be modified. This was found in current drug targets, entitled Aromatherapy and the Central Nerve System, Therapeutic Mechanisms and its Associated Genes. Fourth study, Epigenetic Mechanisms of Integrative Medicine, Aromatherapy. Finally, a recent review sought to validate integrative medicine's impact on holistic health, which has long been unverified in conventional scientific terms. The authors believe the mechanisms could now be explainable via epigenetics. The article discussed several CAM or complementary and alternative therapies. I'm going to read to you the excerpt on aromatherapy. The use of essences and fragrances harvested from essential oils in treating psychological disorders have recently gained popularity, yet the underlying mechanisms remain elusive. This kind of approach for treating psychological disorders is based on the premise that the inhalation of certain fragrances tend to trigger an olfactory response, which in turn results in release of neurotransmitters, such as dopamine, that can regulate mood and behavior. It is suspected that such effects may have an epigenetic basis. Studies show that aromatherapy massage proves to be more effective than regular massage therapy in relieving menopause-related psychological symptoms in pre- and post-application intervention groups in Iranian women as compared to controls. While the dynamics of menopause and menopausal symptoms are governed by the epigenetic regulation of certain genes, it is likely that aromatherapy might be targeting the epigenetic signature to relieve menopausal symptoms. In an interesting study, rats stressed from sleep deprivation were exposed to the aroma of roasted coffee beans. It was found that several genes responsive to coffee aroma and stress were differentially expressed compared to the controls. Upregulation of genes such as nerve growth factor suggests an antioxidant activity. Glucocorticoid-induced receptor gene upregulation suggests analgesic effects and so forth. So these results indicate that the stress-relieving properties of coffee aroma may operate through epigenetic mechanisms. This was an evidence-based complementary alternative medicine just last year in 2017. Now, the coolest thing saved for last. Essential oils affect cellular processes based on the individual's needs. So in October's rally, I presented some evidence that the metabolomics of essential oils were individualized and impacted the biochemical pathways of individuals differentially. The metabolome is a collection of metabolites from cellular processes in a cell, tissue, organ, or organism. This means there is scientific proof that essential oils do what they need to do in your body. In fact, several participants, no effect was found in the particular measurements studied, and there were minimal disturbances and many benefits reported by the subjects. You can read what the abstract states on my website. For those who are a little more curious, they measured things such as arginine, homocysteine, betaine, alcohols, carbohydrates, and organic acids in urine, and notably the metabolites from the TCA cycle and gut microbial metabolism were significantly altered. So those in functional medicine will understand what I just said. This was an evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine in 2013. I provided a link to the actual full study if someone wants to dive into the metabolomics of essential oils on these certain individuals. So, my database provides further evidence through references and resources on how essential oils modulate our physical, emotional, and biochemical processes. Now, with a combination of studying in vitro effects with human effects, we can begin to understand that these powerful secondary metabolites can help to modify our gene expression to influence cellular health and optimize our whole body wellness. Pretty cool. So, applying what you're reading, new series. Later this week, look for my new Weekend Oily Tips. This new series will provide quick take-home takeaways from my weekly blogs from earlier in the week, such as this one, which is kind of scientifically packed, and are just basic fun facts and uses I found that I want to share on essential oils. So it'll really take what we're learning from some of these more scientific blogs and put them into takeaways that you can do at home with your essential oils. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think, and I'll be back with you again pretty soon. Have a great day.